This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast, and around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
Joy.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast.
You're on Joy Drive Home with Rach and Dean and Jack's in the back. Different countries have different superstitions.
Oh, do they now? Oh, yeah. Very superstitious. So, we're getting ourselves a bit of an education around some superstitions around the world. So, in Poland, they actually say that pregnant women shouldn't stare at fire for too long or their baby will be a redhead.
Oh.
Is that how it happens?
You're just ginger baby. Insides.
Oh. Yeah.
I love a nice ginger.
Yeah. Well, maybe, are you a ginger? Ask your mum. Did you look at a fire for too long?
I know what you've been doing, mum.
Maybe there were too many blackouts that 9-month period. All right, another one. Someone has said my wonderful Lebanese grandmother has a lot of superstitions, like you can't hand someone a salt shaker unless you set it down first. And you can't change the bed sheets or sweep the floor until at least 3 days after a house guest has left. I wouldn't do that anyway because I'm lazy.
It's like an excuse not to clean the house. Come on, Grandma.
Yeah, but the salt shaker thing, I've totally seen that on movies where they're like, can you pass the salt? And they go, sure. And they pick it up and then they put it down and just slide it that last little bit.
Oh.
Superstition.
Mm. Yeah. We've got so many more coming up.
Joy. We're talking superstitions.
Now, in Chinese culture, you shouldn't give someone clocks or shoes as gifts because apparently the word clock in Chinese sounds the same as the word end. So if you give a clock, it basically means die. And giving shoes is like telling that person, get out of my life. Put on these shoes and leave.
Walk out the door.
What a message.
Yeah.
Then turn around now, you're not welcome no more.
I do not give a clock.
Yeah. Apparently. So in Lithuania, someone said a superstition in my family came from my Lithuanian grandmother, is that you can't open the front door of a home that belongs to someone that you've known for less than 7 years.
Oh, that's another lazy superstition, isn't it? I'm not getting it. Get it.
So, Jack, you lived in France for a while.
Oui.
Oh, yeah.
Just I thought you meant my like French skills.
You and Dean. No, just oh, yes.
Yeah, so we had a few superstitions as well. Like, if you are sitting a circle of friends and you go to cheers, you say santé, cheers your glasses, you cannot cross arms. So if I'm cheersing you across from me and someone's cheersing Dean from across, you can't cross your hands with your glasses. C'est porte-malheur. It brings bad luck.
Oh.
Bad humour.
I have also heard that if you are doing a cheers and you don't keep eye contact, that is also bad luck.
And rude. Look at me.
It is rude. Where did that one come from? So in South Korea, fans are made with a timer knob that turn them off after a certain number of minutes because it's believed that sleeping with a fan on in a closed room will kill you.
Will kill you?
You will die if you leave your fan on.
What sort of fan, though? Yeah.
I don't know. Is it going to, like, escape from its cage and
kill a fan?
Here's one for you Macedonians. Apparently they spit 3 times to prevent a jinx. Mm. Kind of like other people knock on wood or throw salt over their shoulder.
I've seen that like in Greece. If you like in little Greek villages, they do spit. Get rid of the evil eye, yeah?
Oh, I just actually did spit. Sorry.
microphone.
Do either of
clean
you guys...
Clean up the studio too. Clean up the studio too.
Do either of you guys knock on your head when you say something that like could be jinxing?
No.
Isn't that knock on wood and you're just making fun of yourself?
Yeah, but... Yeah,
you're a bit
you
of
knock on
boxer.
Your head like your head's made of wood.
Does it work? Not often.
I can honestly say I've never done that.
Oh, it's just me then.
Well, there you go. This is Dean and Rach with Jack from the Back on Joy 94.9. I've never been called a drama fanatic, have you?
No.
I have.
Oh. Surprise.
I'm always told I'm dramatic.
Goodness me. Well, speaking of over-dramatising things, I was out with my friends the other night. Yes, it sometimes happens. And we were ordering pizzas from a nondescript place, and I'm learning. And I love Hawaiian pizza. I love pineapple on a pizza. Love it, love it, love it. I love pineapple anywhere. Hot pineapple, cold pineapple, just give it to me. And my friends looked at me as if I had ordered a dead pigeon on the pizza. They are not into pineapple on pizzas at all. Like, they can do it sometimes in like a fruit salad situation, but on a pizza, apparently, that is just not on. That is against the law.
So are they Australian?
Yes.
Mate.
But also, like, other places as well. I like to mix and mingle with everyone. It's a lot of
inclusive.
The people.
Inclusive and diverse.
But I just wanted to shout out there. Am I the weird one? Or like, is it them who are wrong?
So pineapple on pizza, though. I don't know.
So you're not with me?
Or I don't mind cold pineapple, but hot pineapple.
Oh, it's like a juicy, like in a curry as well. It's nice and juicy and sweet. Rach, where are you on this?
Oh, I'm a pineapple fan.
All right.
Pineapple pen. Yeah, I don't know. I like a bit savoury on my pizzas, I think.
I like it sweet. I don't know.
Joy.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Something that I'm not getting over is that my friends do not aren't with me on the fact that I love pineapple on a pizza. They looked at me like I was disgusting, which, you know, I'm used to by now, but for a different reason. I love pineapple on a pizza. Rachel's with me, yeah.
For me, no. The warm pineapple, nah.
No.
We've gotten a few messages through. First one's from Marky Mark from Clifton Hill. He said, love it, the sweetness at the time, and then something a little bit naughty. Won't read that one out, Marky Mark.
Lip, something on the hips. Oh.
We then got a message through from Betty. Betty, the resident Joy photographer, says, yes, pineapple on pizza with a pineapple emoji. Must be better than the dim sims you ate last Friday, Dean.
Oh, she's
Betty,
having a
dig. Between you and me.
Oh, she's airing out the dirty laundry. I love it, Betty. So that's two for two. I'm winning. Anyone else want to have a go at me? Come on, do it in.
Pete Holmes. Petey Pete.
Podcaster Pete.
Oh, Pete.
Sorry, gave away last name. He said, hey, Rach, Dean and Jack. Sounding great. I love pineapple on pizza. Anything that tastes good with ham must be great on pizza.
See?
Oh, do you have ham with it as well?
Ham and pineapple.
Hawaiian, yeah, ham and pineapple.
What if you're vegetarian Hawaiian? What do you eat then?
Well, I don't know. I can't help you there, Dale.
Sorry.
I also love a croissant with melted ham pineapple, which is weird, but I just love it.
Ooh, Angela from Templestowe just sent us a message through right now as we speak saying, love pineapple on pizza, and she's Italian.
See?
Yes.
That's four people. No one's against me. Just Dean.
Just me now on Twitter.
We've hey, Dean, is this you that just messaged through? Someone's just messaged through and said no with an exclamation mark. Was that you?
He is on his phone. He's doing it.
No, I'm looking at Twitter. Far. People have also been responding on Twitter as well.
Oh, we're everywhere.
What's happening on the tweets?
Yep.
You know, so someone's, that one girl, I like that, that's her handle. I just inhaled four slices of pineapple jalapeno pizza.
Oh, she's a racy girl.
Good.
I like her.
Delicious.
Well done. A little spicy pineapple, a little sweet and savory.
Bella has said, why do people say that pineapple doesn't belong on pizza? I'm like, please, anchovies don't belong on pizza either. Back off.
Yeah.
Now, see, I actually like anchovy and olives. I like the savory on my pizza.
Oh, I love olives, but... olives and pineapple together.
I'll do it all.
Ooh,
like a supreme where it's all in and you pay extra, but it's lovely.
Hey, Rach and Jack, did you know that it's a National Volunteer Week?
I am aware.
Volunteer Week.
Happy Valentine's Day while we're at it.
I was about to say Valentine's
Day. Valentine's Day, maybe. I don't know.
We love our volunteers.
Now, we do love our volunteers, Jack. That's right. And Joy runs on volunteers. We have over 300 volunteers. And with us now, we have a very special volunteer. It's Mr. Chris, who's been here for 20 years and 1 month. Hey, Chris.
I know. Hello. Yes, it's a sad statement, isn't it? 20 years.
It's a long time to be volunteering.
No one showed me the door to get out.
Yeah, you've just been stuck in the cupboard. Oh, no.
I'm out of the closet well and truly, thank you.
I said cupboard. Grow up, Chris.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful fee, and you just love it here.
Yeah, well, I... I come from a different era when, in fact, there was still a lot of antagonism towards the gay community. Mm. And I wanted Joy, wanted to, I retired from my job and I wanted to return some of the good favours to the gay community that had been bestowed upon me. Like, you know, early midsummer carnivals and dance clubs and things like this. And I thought, oh, I need to give a little bit back. So I'd heard from one of the chaps at work that there was this gay radio station.
Ooh.
And I poked my nose in and sort of found a couple of... I volunteered for one day a week. Mm-hmm. And then it became 2 days a week and 4 days a week.
And then it became 365 days a year, 24 hours a day.
It almost seems like that. But Joy has been a wonderful family for me in my coming to terms with my sexuality and being just part of the community and giving back. And I mightn't be making a big splash in the pond, but it's I'm doing my bit that satisfies me. And I think it's the satisfaction that I get from my volunteering rather than the rewards of actually being here.
And absolutely. Actually, the theme for this year's Volunteer Week is Give Happy and Live Happy, which I think resonates with what you've just said.
Yeah.
There's a payback, yeah? Investing your time and you get something out of it.
That's right. Well, let me tell you that if I wasn't happy here, I wouldn't be staying around. But it is a happy place.
Who knew that packing the dishwasher could bring someone so much joy?
No.
But the other thing that occurs to me about volunteering is it's a great way, if perhaps you're a little bit socially isolated or you have trouble meeting friends or making connections, this is a great way to get to meet people while doing a bit of service.
That's right. Even in the privacy of your bedroom, Joy can make a difference in your life.
Oh, tell me some more about that.
No. When you've got your smartphone, you can be innocently listening to our programs, any of our podcasts, and gleaning lots of information that hopefully will help you through your life.
Absolutely. And there's so many roles that volunteers play here at Joy. It's not just those of us you hear on air. There's people like Chris who are behind the scenes doing a lot of administration and dishwasher stacking and podcasting and other very important stuff and managing volunteer databases and
No, well, I came up and I started lots of the functions and activities that we've still got going here at Joy. And really, I should have been recycled out of the place, but
it would be a big loss.
I'm part of the corporate effort, corporate memory, and that's why I'm doing the archives for Joy here. So it's good that I can still keep in touch with some of the shows. I mean, member number 59 came through the door today. He'd not been in the place for 20 years or
is that right?
With
everyone's
Joy.
Just a number for you, Chris.
We've all had
what
numbers.
What am I, 2,000,003?
But, yeah, and I knew of him, his private history and everything, and I was able to go to the front desk area there and greet him. Oh, wow, yeah nice. Hello, a nice face. You know, it worked both ways. And that's the beauty of Joy and beauty of volunteering.
It's
you establish a rapport.
A rapport,
speech
yes.
impediment.
The tongue's not working. It's not pushing food around, you see.
Now, this radiothon season as well is why we still need Joy. Obviously, you've been here for a while, 20 years and 1 month is a while. And obviously, you've seen all the ups and downs of our community. Why do you think we still need Joy?
We are the voice of the community here in Melbourne. Our words and our behaviour and our attitudes to our community and the other communities of Melbourne and of Australia, we set an example. We need to be here for those people who are still taking baby steps, trying to find out who and what they are. And we are a good example of having worked through some of the problems. And there's so many programs that we prepare on Joy that take us on that journey. Mm. And we can become involved remotely, tentatively. We can come out screaming, I'm out, I'm here. And we've got people like yourselves who we can't get back into the genie bottle.
Well, that's right.
And also, like Joy's motto, out loud and proud, I think for today's folk coming out, they just think that's always been there, that slogan. But people have to fight for that, to be out and to be loud and to be proud
yeah.
and to own who we are.
For sure.
And I think Joy still has a role to play in helping that conversation.
Definitely.
And supporting.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us, Chris.
Pleasure.
Congratulations indeed. On 20 years in one month.
Absolutely. Now, if you want to find out more about being a volunteer at Joy, go to the Joy website, joy.org.au. And on the homepage there, you'll see a little tab for volunteers. And there's lots of great information there about becoming part of the family, part of the Joy family. And just remember, you don't have to be on air.
Joy. Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.